Today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadhila. The Medicines Regulatory Council has ordered Fabufarm to recall all oral liquid products and suspend production after a recent inspection found poor manufacturing practices. The Health Ministry says the move is to protect public safety and ensure medicine quality. The ministry's spokesperson, Walters Kamaya, has more.
This comes after when the council observed some irregularities that has led to the issuing of this in terms of giving them the directives that they should stop the manufacturing of these oral liquid products until further notice. So the Namibia Medicine Regulatory Council, it remains committed to carry out its mandate by ensuring access to safe, effective and quality assured medicines in Namibia. The council has an obligation to fulfill its mandate as far as medicines are concerned.
South Africa's economic growth outlook for 2025 remains moderate despite the 0.1% increase in the first quarter's GDP, according to Stats SA. While manufacturing output shrank by 2%, the mining sector dropped by 4.1%, reflecting domestic and international structural challenges as well as soft demand. Staying in the region, Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission Chairperson Jesse Mayome says 7 South Africans are among the 66 people who are in detention for allegedly entering illegally. Mayome was speaking to Newsroom Africa.
There are from time to time people who are detained in Zimbabwe's prisons, like these 66 that we found on this day, because our Zimbabwean immigration law provides that if an immigration officer suspects that a person for good reason has entered the country illegally, they may arrest them and then they will require that the prisons detain them in a remanded prison for people waiting for trial. And so they should detain them for at least 14 days while they are verifying their status. So it's a problem that we continue to have because Zimbabwe has yet to create detention facilities for irregular immigrants that are not prisons, but our Immigration Act for now requires that prisons must take those particular people.
And aid distribution centers in Gaza are closed for the day, with the areas surrounding them declared combat zones. Jasmine El-Gamal, who used to advise the U.S. Department of Defense under President Barack Obama, says it's a desperate situation for people in Gaza.
They won't be getting food, just like they haven't been getting food since March 2nd. The words that come to my mind when I think about this, and obviously we've all been watching this with dismay, is just tragically preventable. The U.N., every humanitarian organization, everybody who's had experience with humanitarian operations and conflict zones was warning about this exact scenario. And so just to see it unfold the way people were saying it was going to, and then now seeing it shut down after people were killed, is just really hard to watch.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.